I desire your prayer today. I always get real nervous to begin with. I know the Lord helps me through that. And I trust Him to help us today. I had a real heavy burden on my heart. And I want to share it with you today by the Lord's help. I'd like to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 17. I've written on the board, touch not the unclean thing. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, it says, and what agreement at the temple, I'm sorry, I'm looking for 17. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, I've enjoyed this meeting so much. I just feel like we've sat at Father's table. And He's just fed us. And we've been sons and daughters here this week. And we've enjoyed the benefits of gathering up to Father's table. We've enjoyed the benefits of the family of God. Oh, I thank God for it. It means a lot to me. But you know, the scripture here, and I feel like the Lord has given me a little warning for us. And I know we've heard a lot of warnings lately. But I wanted to argue with the Lord because I'd much rather give things that are real inspiring and enjoyable. And I think this can be enjoyable somewhat too. But the scripture says here, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You know, the Lord puts a condition on this thing of being part of the family of God. He puts a condition on us being called His sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, the thought of touching the unclean thing, this is not Old Testament doctrine. This is New Testament doctrine. This we read many things in the Old Testament where there was things that they could do and things they shouldn't do and things they could touch, things that if they touched they were unclean and unclean until the evening. If they touched a dead body or a leper was unclean, and there was different quite a lot of things like that. But this is New Testament where the Lord says, "Don't touch the unclean thing," and if you won't. I'll be to you, He says, I'll be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Oh, how I want to be one of the sons of the Lord. You know, in 2 Samuel, I want to look at some things that God said, don't touch. You know, He said through the ages some things, I don't want you to touch that thing. If you touch that thing, you will die. There's a number of things He said. In 2 Samuel 6, in verse 5, I'm reading this scripture only because I feel like the Lord just gave it to me for this illustration here. But it says here, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments, made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. This was a day of rejoicing. They was bringing the ark back home. This was a great time. They went to get the ark and David prepared for that. And they were bringing it home. They were singing. It says they played before the Lord on all manner of instruments. And when they came to Nathan's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. Seems pretty natural. It's shaken. I gotta steady this thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. The Lord had proclaimed something. Don't touch my ark. I dwell there. Don't touch my ark. The man that touches my ark is going to die. And so Uzzah regarded it too lightly. And when it shook, he reached his hand forth. And it says the Lord smote him for his error. I want to look in Genesis. In chapter 3. In verse 1, we'll read here. We've heard this story so many times. We heard it again this morning. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. You know, we're still serving that same God today. We know a God of love. We know a God of reconciliation. But you know, He's still God. And He said here to Eve, such a close relationship with Adam and Eve, such a wonderful place with them. But He told them one thing. Don't you eat of that tree over there. And don't you touch it. Because the day that you touch it, you're going to die. Lest you die, He said. I want to read some things and give me some space here to understand where we're headed. In Ephesians 5. And verse 5. It says here, For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You know, we might be scratching our heads here. Well, yeah, we know that, and that really is not something we deal with every day here. But you know, the Lord wrote this in more than one place. And He wrote it for a purpose. And He's burned it heavy on my heart today. And He says here, don't let any man deceive you. The uncleanness, the adultery, the covetousness in the world today, He said, don't. He's saying here, don't touch that. I remember when I first met the saints, and I didn't know the Lord really at the time. I was trying to live for the Lord in the best I knew. But I remember I took my wife. At that time, I was dating her a little bit. And we were just driving. And I had my music on. And I loved those songs, that Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. All kinds of things like that. We've all heard those lyrics. And I loved those things. And she was riding along with me. And she said, Philip, I can't believe you listen to that stuff. And you know what? It woke me up to something I had never realized in that way before. You know what? In verse 7 it says, Be not ye therefore partakers with them. I want to encourage us today. The Lord wants to be a father to us. He wants us to sit at His table. At His table is all manner of good things, including the healing of our soul and our body. At His table is His Word. There's no shortage. There's no famine of the Word of God where God is working. You know, we want to sit at that table, don't we? Saints, I don't know altogether why the Lord wants us to bring some of these things out today. That's not my business. Don't touch those things. Verse 7 says, Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Do you know that when you involve yourself in the entertainments of today, if you can sit down and take pleasure in the unclean things that happen so often in today's entertainment world, you're a partaker of some things that God hates. And I want to warn us in the fear of God today, by the word of the Lord, don't touch those things. Amen. Young folks, I want to urge you today, don't touch those things in your life. Don't take pleasure in the things God hates. Those things will contaminate your soul. You know, we read back there about Eve. That wasn't the whole story. The devil said, the devil contested right there. You won't surely die. You won't die. You won't die. I want to tell you something. Eve paid an awful price for her vain thoughts. You know what? If we want God to dwell in our assemblies, I believe God works with His people. He heals His people, and it is a natural thing. It happens, if I can say easily. When you sit up to Father's table, the Lord feeds His people. He feeds our needs. He gives us what we need. And He puts a condition on it. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't let your life be contaminated with the things of this life. Don't let your life be contaminated with the covetousness of this world. You know, it's very easy. We live in a world that it's everywhere. It's thick. It's in the air. It's in the billboards. It's all over when you walk in a store. It's just in the airwaves everywhere. You know what? The Lord wants us to be a separate people. He said, come out from among them. And I know He was talking about a little something different, but I believe it applies here. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. And you'll be sons and daughters to me, and I'll be your Father. The Lord wants to be that for us today. Oh, I just have a few little thoughts for us this afternoon. That we touch not in our life those things that will defile. Because God will never live in a life that is defiled by things that are sinful. When my wife spoke to me like that, I woke up. I didn't realize where I was at. But I didn't follow that path any longer. I wanted to serve God. I want to encourage us today. Don't let your eyes behold things that you know are wrong. Don't let yourself take pleasure in things that God hates. Because when you do that, your soul will die. You will not live on. And I know there's a space there where, you know, where is the line exactly? When the Lord deems that you have touched the unclean thing, your spirit will die. In Colossians 3 and 5 is another verse very similar to this. And it says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness. That word takes in a lot. It takes in a lot of what our society handles every day. Inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He throws that in there, doesn't he? Oh, Lord, teach us to have a heart to only want the things of God. In Romans 1 and 28 is another little warning that the Lord gives us. And even, Romans 1 and 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I want to tell you something. You start messing around with the devil's stuff, and God will give you over to a reprobate mind. Put some distance between you and the world. Don't let the world get up close to you. Swing a wide circle around it. Young folks, you're setting your values now. Set them in a way that is safe. Set them in a way that's safe for you and for your children. Don't allow the enemy to draw you into his close circle and then he snuffs you off in the process. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit. You know what that word debate means? It means a quarrel. It means a quarrel. God's not a quarreler. His house, I want to tell you something. When my children come in and we sit down at our table to eat, it's one of the best times of my life. I enjoy it every time. We sit down and we can sup together in peace and harmony. It's a beautiful time, isn't it? You know what? The Lord wants to be that with us. Swing a circle around debate, around quarreling, around the things the world has so much of. You know what? We're in a political turmoil in our country today. And there's things going on that are terribly wrong. Don't let it pull us out of the place at Father's table. Don't touch the unclean thing. I want to tell you, we turn that radio on and we listen to those things all the time, and pretty soon we'll be in a turmoil all the time. I want to tell you, don't reach out there. Deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. You know what a boaster is? Y'all ever heard of somebody boasting? You don't have to get very close to the sports world to see a whole lot of that. You know that? God doesn't take any pleasure in that. He hates that thing. Don't touch those things. Don't lift those fellows up on a pedestal. God hates that thing. Eventually it'll defile your soul. And it'll cost you. And many times we wonder, where is God? I wish I knew. Where is He? He's got a table spread, folks. And He loves for us to come and sit down and sup with Him. He likes to have supper with us. He told us one place that He'd sup with us. You know what that means? It means to supper. Look the word up. He wants to sit down and eat with us. He wants a pleasant time in our life. But if we have our fingers touching unclean things, we'll only have a skeleton. Disobedient to parents. I want to encourage the young folks. Stay with the course. Don't fall into the rebellion of the world. I remember some of the lyrics that we used to hear on the songs. So rebellious. So rebellious. So opposite to everything God is. And now it burns my ears to even think of what I used to feed on all the time. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I want us to catch that. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. There's something, there's a connotation there. The Lord don't want us to take pleasure in those things that He hates. Don't think you can sit down and watch things and then God hates it. It'll defile our soul. When we come together like this, instead of the holy presence of God, we'll just have a form if we allow that kind of thing. I don't feel like I have a real long message, but I do have a few other things to share. In James 3 and 14, I just want to give you what the Lord gave me, I feel like. You know, that's not the only things. He says here, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. We get in some close places in life, don't we? Don't touch the unclean thing. It says here, don't have bitter envy in your heart and strife in your hearts. Don't let it get there. Don't touch it with your finger. In the day you touch that thing, you'll die. You know that? You'll die when you touch that thing and it becomes sin in your life. There's a point that is reached where those kind of things become sin. In Hebrews 12 and 15, I'm sad to say, but I've seen this happen a number of times. It says here, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The Lord's looking to come back to a clean church. He's looking for a clean heart. He's looking for one that has allowed Him to work and to clean that heart. And here it says, look diligently, lest we fail of the grace of God. You know what, saints? We're all in some close places sometimes. Let's guard these places. This is a place that even this, if we allow bitterness, if we allow this kind of a place, if we allow these things to spring up and trouble us, do you know what? It'll trouble our family too. It'll trouble our friends too. And before long, we'll find ourselves in a lot of trouble with God. I want to encourage us today, don't touch the unclean thing. Don't touch the unclean thing. I know there's many things we could mention, and I wanted to, but I felt like the Lord didn't want me to. I want to ask you to let the Lord search your heart. Lord, I don't want any unclean thing in my life. I don't want there to be places there that when you place your finger that you can't dwell in that kind of place. Do you know that if we have bitter envying and strife in our hearts, He says don't glory and lie against the truth. He's not going to dwell there. Saints, we've got to keep ourselves pure. The Lord works and dwells in lives that He has touched with His hand. He's made those hearts soft. Oh, let's don't let those things into our life that will snuff that out before God. In Leviticus 13, I want to read this. The whole chapter, the 13th chapter of Leviticus, deals with the plague of leprosy. And we know that leprosy in the Bible is likened to sin. It's a plague that kills, it destroys, it eats, and it spreads. And the whole chapter here is dedicated to that. But I want to read just a few verses in Leviticus 13 and 19. It says here, and in the place of the boil, and it's talking about determining, is this leprosy or is this not? And in the place of the boil, there be a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be shown to the priest. And if when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. I want us to think about this tonight, this afternoon. You know, it talks about the depth of the thing. It says if it's if it be not lower than the skin, if it's a surface thing, he said, then pronounce him clean. You know, we struggle with things sometimes. Sometimes we get hurts. Sometimes we get offenses that happen. And we have to struggle with them, don't we? We take them to the Lord in prayer, and he heals us, and he helps us. And we work our way through some of those things. But he says here, if there be in the place of the boil, be a white rising or a bright spot, white, somewhat reddish. And if the priest see it, and it be in sight lower than the skin. And he describes it. You know what? I just want to encourage us today. Look into our lives a little bit. Oh Lord, we face things ahead of us that we need you to work for us. We need you to fight for us. We need you to invite us up to your table. Lord, I don't want anything that's lower than the skin. I don't want anything deep down that when the Lord looks on it, our high priest says, that's leprosy. That's sinful. You've got envy and debate and malice and anger and hatred. All kinds of things in there. You know what? We better be careful how deep things go. When we get hurts, when we get disillusioned, and when we get problems on our hands, we better not let it go deep. Don't let it go deep. God has provision for us. One of the leaves off of one of those trees it talks about in Revelations, it's made for the healing of the nations. The Lord wants us to take some of those things that the Lord has for us. And be saved by those things. If something's controlling us, we need to be cleansed. We want to make heaven our home. I'm not trying to condemn us today. Saints, I want us to be ready to meet God. I want God to be pleased to dwell in our assemblies. I'd like there to be a clear sound from heaven when we come together. I believe there has been here. A clear sound from heaven. But you know what? We're going to have to keep ourselves clean. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't let the devil say, oh, you won't die. And that you won't die. And that's crazy. All your friends do that. Listen, don't get caught up in those things. Don't touch the unclean thing. In 2 Peter 3 and 14. We have many places where the Lord gives us instruction, godly instruction. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. You know what that means? There isn't any unclean thing. There isn't any sin in our life. There isn't any place that's deeper than the skin. There isn't a place that the devil lays claim to. Oh, I've got my hold on him right there. You know what? The Lord says here, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace. In peace. Without spot and blameless. I believe that today. Are we human? Do we have struggles? Do we have trials? Yes, we do. The Lord doesn't want it to turn into an unclean thing. Don't touch the unclean thing today. Galatians 6 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I want to turn back where we started from. In 2 Corinthians 6. And read the whole, a little more of the reading there. We'll start at 14. Paul writes here, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? You know, that's a question for us today. What fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? We do well to let the Word of God judge our lives. Lord, what fellowship does unrighteousness have with righteousness? There isn't any fellowship at all. And he says, what communion hath light with darkness? There is no such thing. It's light or dark. There's no mixture. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You know, the Lord tells us, don't touch covetousness. Don't touch that in our life. Don't let, you know what, we got to make a living. We want to prosper somewhat, but don't let it go deeper than the skin. Don't let it become a sore that we neglect the work of God. We neglect our souls. We neglect our family. We're dishonest with people when we do business. There's many areas in our life, and I'm not trying to mention very many of them. I would like the Holy Spirit to take this to our hearts. Oh, Lord, search my heart, Lord. I want to be clean before You. Lord, if there's a scab there, if there's a place there, oh, help me not to let it go deep. Help me not to let it become a plague that ruins and destroys. And then it reaches out and that infection gets on others and my children, and I pray for them. And I wonder, like it says in 1 Peter there, that your prayers be not hindered. And we cry and we pray, and believe me, I'm not throwing any stones. But if we have bitter envying and strife in our hearts, our prayers can go up all they want, but they're going to be hindered. And they're going to be hindered in a great way. Oh, Lord, make me clean today. Lord, make me a mirror of Your Word. Search my heart. Is there any place, Lord, that You want to change in me? Wherefore, let's say, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God. I love this passage. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. I love that. Oh, Lord, thank You for that. When I came among the saints, I want to tell you something. I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed. I'd never experienced anything like this. It's been 30 years, this meeting, for me since my first Monarch 2. And oh, how I appreciate what I found here. Oh, how I appreciate the things God has taught me. And I want Him to keep teaching me. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And listen to this. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I think sometimes we don't have enough fear of God. Do you know that this same God that struck Uzzah down, that put Eve out of the garden, I want to tell you, don't think that you can just do whatever you want and He'll accept it. It's the same God. It's the same Lord. He says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Oh, Lord, teach us Your way today. Just a couple more places here. 1 Kings 13. And I'm not even sure where to start here. But in 13 and 1, it says, behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar and the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall... Anyway, he goes on there and he says... And he said in verse 3, and he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God and pray for me. Dropping on down to 8. And the man of God said unto the king, let's see, the king had told this man, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way which that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they also told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went. And this man jumped on his donkey and followed after him. And he found him. In verse 14, and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak, and said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? You know, he was real interested. God was working in this man's life. He was real interested in him. He saw some mighty things that day he heard about. Art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. I want to charge you by the word of the Lord today. When the Lord tells us and gives us instructions in our life, don't turn back from it. Don't turn back from the ways of God. Don't turn back from the things that we know are clean. Saints, I want to just give that to us. In the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord charged this man here. And he moved by it and it backed him up. I want to read to you just a little bit more. And behold, verse 25, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. When the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore hath the Lord delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord which he spake unto him. This was the man that convinced him to do it. I want to read one more scripture to us. Saints, I want to leave us with this today. Oh, as we go from here, keep our lives clean before God. I hope we can come back next year and the next. I hope 20, 30 years from now, we can come back to this place. And the Spirit of the Lord wants to sit down with us. And the Father wants to draw us up to His table. And He wants to feed us with His Word day by day. And challenge our lives and deal with our children and our young people. I hope it can be so, but it's conditional. It's truly conditional. Don't touch the unclean thing in our lives. When we leave the Lord, He surely said He will leave us. In Jude 1 and 23, one more scripture, Lord willing. It says here, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. You know, it seems to me that this is, from what I read in the commentary, I feel like it's probably talking about leprosy. That the garment is defiled, and don't touch it. I want to tell you today, as we look out, as we rub shoulders with the world, with one another, let's keep ourselves clean. Let's don't let anything get deeper than the skin. Let's don't let any leprosy get on us. Let's don't let any sin get on us. Don't let any feeling, any idea, any way get into our life that will defile us. Because it don't matter if somebody even convinces us so. You know what? The word of the Lord is sure. It's going to judge us in the last day. It's the end of all things. Lord, let us go in your way. Let us not be blinded by the God of this world. Let us not let the things that are in this world and in this life make us presumptuous to step out and disobey the word of the Lord. I want to encourage us by the word of the Lord today. Examine our lives. I know many of us are clean and pure before God. But as we go home, let's keep ourselves so. Let's don't let any battles that we come into cause us to begin to be roiled in such a way that it goes deeper than the skin. I want to tell you, those things are like a plague. And they trouble us. If we cannot get down before God and sup with Him and enjoy our worship, we're letting something get too close to us. I want to warn us today. Don't let anything get between you and God. If we can't get close enough to the Lord because there's too many things rattling around in the back, then we better run to our closet, shut the door, and plead with God until He gives us a clear message, a clear place in our life. It is a safe place to walk in. I've been asking the Lord through this meeting, before this meeting, Lord, give us a clear sound. Give us a clear sound, I pray. Lord, teach us your ways. You all pray for me.